Radio.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Hey, welcome to the program. Here we go again. Here with us again one more time from the hallowed halls of Lucia Capital Group, the lead brain trust advisor, Professor Rick Plum. I'm Johnny Dean. We're going to start with this hour with a couple of your emails, because we do want to get some of those off the board. We did not get a chance to do that yesterday, so we'll be answering your questions right off the top of our heads, right off the bat. That's coming up here in just a moment or two. So, what else is happening this hour? A whole lot, of course. Later on this hour, we're going to be talking about college savings plans and planning for those big expenses. I guess the question would be, what are your options? Because you do have choices. You have choices when you're saving up for those huge expenses, and you've got more control over them than you might think. So we're going to tell you what you need to know about that, what's right, what's not so right. That's coming up shortly. That'll actually be probably right after the bottom of the hour. Why? Because we're also going to hear from our loan financial planner, Steve Allendorf. Steve is going to be with us here in, about 15 minutes or so, going to be talking about current mortgage rates and why they are not lower. Why they're not lower? Where are we now? 3.5, 3.75, somewhere in there, depending on what you get on a 30-year fixed. You can get a 15-year for even lower than that. So why aren't they lower? Also, Steve is asking this question, are we paying a mortgage tax? Really? And what about this HERO program for home energy renovation? We're going to talk about that coming up as well. How do we do it? Day in and day out? Well, we simply rely on the brain trust to answer all your money questions, and you can get those questions answered right away just by giving us a call right here. 877-PLANNER, our number. That's 877-752-6637. Email's coming up as well. You can send those over to us here at wealthed.com. That's at the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page, of course. And our own official question answerer here in the form of Professor Rick Plum. Thanks to the wonderful people at Lucia Capital Group for bringing us this hour of the program. You can reach any one of our advisors, including the professor, at this off-air number, 800-644-1150. Maybe you prefer to do it that way. If you got a financial plan, do you have a financial plan? One that'll get you where you need to go once you've retired. Do you just sit back and hope that you've done everything right, or do you have a strategy that might anticipate unexpected outside forces? And they happen. Don't try this stuff on your own, folks. You need the help of an advisor, an experienced advisory team, at the one at Lucia Capital Group, the Brain Trust. Have them go over your financial plan, go over your individual situation, see if you're on the right track to retirement. Again, off the air, 800-644-1150. On the air, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. And if you want to email us, once again, it's our website, wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealthed.com, at the Find Your Answer link. Let's jump into a couple of these, Professor Plum, because they are stacking up just a little bit. Ginny in Sacramento, California. If I haven't realized capital gains from selling a primary residence in the last 2 years, do I still have to live in my current home for 2 years in order to avoid capital gains taxes? We were talking about this last week, I believe.
Shall we answer that yes?
You want to answer that first?
Yes.
Do you want the details?
You got to live there for 2 years, unless you qualify for an exemption. But yes, 2 years use is the key thing. You got to live in it for 2 years to claim the exemption in almost all cases.
Well, here was the rest of it. You kind of answered it. But Jenny says, my husband and I owned a home. We sold it in 2014. And now we're considering buying a home, but we don't know if we'll be there for 2 years. Will we have to pay capital gains on the home if we bought it in, say, August of 2016 and sold it May of 2017, since we have not received any capital gains on a primary residence in the last 2 years, speaking hypothetically?
There are basically three pieces to the eligibility to exclude the gain from your primary residence. One, own it for at least 2 years. Two, live in it for at least 2 years of the 5 years preceding the sale. And three, not have used the exemption within the last 2 years. So you're, from what you're talking about, you're going to try to qualify for one of the two issues. You have to own it for 2 years. You have to live in it for 2 years. Unless you can claim you're moving because of a job-related issue or a health-related issue, you know, certified by a doctor. But just saying, yeah, we may not like the house, you know, that's not going to cut it. You got to have a reason to get a shortened period of time. And actually, it's not all that easy to do, but you can do it. If you decide to move away to get a job more than 50 miles away, some other things, then you can get some of the exemption. You won't get the full $250,000, $500,000, but, you know, hey, if you can get $250,000, $500,000 worth of appreciation in a property within, you know, 18 to 20 months, more power to you. Paying taxes is not a big deal at that point. It's nice to have $500,000 plus of gain.
Yeah, I take that deal.
Right. But 2 years is a key. So 2 years living in it as your primary residence, 2 years ownership, 2 years of the last 5 years of living in it, mm-hmm. and 2 years of ownership, and 2 years since the last use of the exemption. So if you used it on a property today, you've got to wait 2 more years. Even if you're living in another property now and you're going to satisfy the 2 years prior to the 2 year window on the gain, then you got to get all three of them in there.
Yep, that's your answer, Jenny. Thank you for that. This comes from Jacqueline in Houston, Texas. Next up, wants to know, can I collect on my husband's Social Security as he has made much more money than me? I'm turning 62 in October. My husband is 6 years younger than I am, but has worked many more years than I have. I've been a stay-at-home mom for years and have not worked. After our child was older, I did work but would quit my job to follow him to foreign countries. I'm wondering if I can collect from his Social Security as he made much more in payments to the Social Security system than I did. The problem is that he is not eligible as he is currently 55 years old. When do I need to enroll?
Well, you're correct. The problem is he's 55. You are not eligible for a spousal retirement benefit until he applies for his benefit. So at the earliest, he's got to be at least 62 before you can apply for a benefit. And that's assuming he's no longer working and he applies at 62. If he waits till 66 or later to apply for his, then you won't be able to get a benefit until that much later date. And so unfortunately, you know, hopefully you have enough credits that when you hit 65, you'll be able to get your Medicare without waiting for him. But you're not going to get a benefit until he actually applies for his benefit. And so it's going to be a little while.
Yeah, she's 55, so she's got at least another, you know, what was that, 7 years.
Yeah. And, I mean, even if she divorced him, she can't get a benefit until he is 62.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Let's do one more. We got time for this. Once again, if you want to email us, you go to our website, wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealthed.com. That was Jacqueline. This is Laura in Port St. Lucie, Florida. My mother started taking annual distributions from an annuity a couple of years ago of $7,200 per year. The balance of the annuity is $96,000, and I inherited the annuity when she passed away. I am one of three beneficiaries. The insurance company sent me a claim form after I talked to them, and they said my only option is to continue with her annual distributions over the next 5 years. I was wondering if I could take the lump sum or increase the annual amount as long as I have received the full benefit within the five-year period.
Well, you've already gotten your answer. You called the insurance company. They told you what your only option was, at least according to this. The insurance company said your only option was to continue to receive the annual distribution for the next 5 years. It sounds like this was an immediate annuity that really doesn't have a current lump sum value to it. Obviously, $7,200 a year for 5 years doesn't add up to $96,000. So I don't know where the $96,000 is coming from. It may have been what she started with or something else, but there's something else going on here, because this sounds like this was an immediate annuity that had a specific term certain time horizon to where it's going to continue to pay out for 5 more years. The insurance company's already told you this is what your option is. You have the balance of 5 years to continue to collect this. Unless they're giving you some other option, which they've said they don't have any other option, you don't have another option. That's what the insurance company is going to pay. So I would need to know a little bit more about the type of annuity it is and what's going on, but it doesn't sound like you have many choices. The insurance company said your only option is to continue this annual payment for the balance of 5 more years.
Yeah, and so 5 years, I did the math myself.
We're not even
close to the 96,000.
But it is, maybe that 7,200 is her portion of it, times three would be right around that $96,000 number.
Oh, times three.
She's one of three beneficiaries.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Okay, so then right around there, so 3, 6. Yeah, that's probably okay. Well, then I guess that makes a little bit more sense. Now, when you inherit an annuity that's already been paying out, there's certain.
If this was an immediate annuity, and it had a term certain period to it, or some parameter, that it's just going to continue to pay the payment till the end of the guarantee period. And there's not much you can do.
Yeah, her mom had already been taking some of the money out. We don't know how long her mom had been taking money out.
And I don't know if it actually is an immediate annuity, but it sounds like one.
Just based on the fact that
talking about.
That they aren't going to give her another option.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, all right.
If it had been an index annuity or hybrid annuity with the guaranteed withdrawal benefit rider or variable annuity with a guaranteed withdrawal benefit rider, they wouldn't have continued the payments. The payments basically don't matter anymore. They don't exist anymore. There's no guaranteed payment anymore. The cash value is the cash value, and the cash value is paid out in lump sum.
Yeah.
So it doesn't sound like one of those.
Okay.
So it sounds like an immediate annuity.
Well, Laura, if that's the case, or if you want to give us some more information, let us know, and we will answer a little bit more thoroughly, but I think that's probably the answer right there. Okay, Professor Plum, we're going to take you out for one segment. Bring you back after the bottom of the hour. We got Steve Alador joining us next, our loan financial planner, talking about these mortgage rates. Should they be even lower than they are right now? We'll talk about that among a bunch of other stuff. 877-PLANNER. Bucket Strategy Investing continues.
Are you worried we may see another stock market drop like the 2008 collapse? In a new video, Ray Lucia Jr. comments on investor concerns.
They're worried about what happens when this bull market eventually ends and how severe of a downturn there may be for them in the future.
If you're looking for some potential protection from volatility, learn about the risk buffer strategy by watching a free video now at riskbuffer.com.
For those investors who want to take some risk off the table of their longer-term portfolios, a risk buffer strategy may be appropriate for you.
Depending on the investor, there are many ways this strategy may potentially be added to your investment mix. Please take 10 minutes to watch a free video in which Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy and how it may work for you at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, an affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, ! When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Well, it's time once again to talk to our loan financial planner. And of course, as always, we got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about in very little time. That's Steve Alador. It's L-O-A-N, loanfinancialplanner.com. You can get in touch with him that way and find out a whole bunch of different stuff that's on that website. Or you can call him at 888-563-1070, right there at Skyline, and he'll help you out. Steve, welcome back to the program. I see rates are still, are they lower? No, they're
A little bit. So, you know, on a purchase, putting a lot of money down,
yeah,
you know, I'm seeing 3.3. Last week, it was maybe 3.5. You know, a few weeks before, yeah, maybe 3.5 to 3.6. 7 years and about in the same range at 3. You know, 15-year, you can get a bit under 3%. You know, jumbo loans on a purchase, mm-hmm, 3.5, 3.6, refinance, 3.8 to 4. You know, 7-year on the jumbos in the low 3s. FHA and VA have gone down a little bit, maybe 3.1 to 3.5.
3.1 to 3.5, wow.
But they've been between 3.2 and 3.6.
Yeah, I just,
you know,
still
4 or 5 or 6
that.
Months ago. So yeah, what the heck's going on with the fact that last week the 10-year note got it probably to its lowest level at 1.34.
It closed at its lowest level ever. I think it was last Friday at 1.36.
1.36.
It got below that a little bit, finally closed at 1.36. The 30-year closed at a new record low as well, I think last Friday, 2.1 or something like that.
And the 10-year today is at 1.5, so we've seen a little bit of a bump up.
Yeah.
So we've also seen a bump up in interest rates. But back in 2013, when we were at 1.7, 1.8, we were seeing rates at 3.1 and 3.2. So why are rates higher now?
Yeah, what's going on? Do we have the black helicopters out, or what's the deal here?
Well, in 2009, and it's been a progression, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, who are now owned by who?
You tell me.
The government. Owned by our government.
They always were some sort of
government. Well, no, but I mean, the government pretty much took over the control everything fell apart in 07 and 08. Right. Well, the government has, over the last 5 or 6 years, instigated delivery fees, which are additional fees that we as lenders are required to pay to them in order to deliver loans to them, which means then that we have pricing that has to be a little bit higher to cover the fees and the additional fees that they're collecting on each and every mortgage loan. So since 2009, those fees have gone up 2.5%. In the last couple of years, they've doubled. So what's happening is probably at least 0.5 point of fees is going to what's called the GSE fee to Fannie and Freddie in order to deliver loans to them, so it's got to be built into the pricing.
There's a delivery charge.
0.5 point can mean 1/8 of a point or 1/4 point in interest rate. Hence the reason that rates haven't come tumbling down in relation to where the 10-year note is compared to where it was a couple of years ago.
Now, in 2014, these fees doubled. They went up by 100%.
Well, between 2014 and, And now we've seen
a doubling, and I'm still unclear as to why. I mean,
well,
what's
it's
the point?
An incredible way to put a mortgage tax into the system without it having to go through the Senate, without it having to go through, vote. It's a great way of generating extra income for both Fannie and Freddie. They're making millions and millions of dollars at this particular point.
But they're already owned by the federal government that has an infinite supply of dollars. I guess I don't understand.
Well, they have a greater infinite supply of dollars now.
We have more than infinity.
We have a greater infinite. So what it really does, though, is it affects what we can offer mortgage rates to, and that's why a lot of people who, I mean, not everybody follows closely the yield of the 10-year note and where interest rates are, but I've got some clients over the years who watch it and know that there's not an exact calculation that if the 10-year note's here, here's where interest rates are, but they know if they move in a certain direction and by a certain amount where interest rates should be, and they're not. So even though rates are still great, with all the stuff going on with Brexit and yes, rates have come down, but you know, you're hearing a lot of stuff on the radio. Rates are at the lowest levels ever, and they're close, but they're not. What you're hearing on the radio, what you're seeing on the internet, are motivations for you to pick up the phone, click on their website, get an inquiry in so they can potentially sell you a mortgage.
So now you had said something about lenders are looking to slow things down just a little bit.
Well, another one of the reasons why we're not seeing the same reduction in mortgage interest rates as we are with where the 10-year note is, is lenders realize that if they brought those rates down, volume would go up substantially. And when volume goes up substantially, everybody's way short of staff in order to handle the amount of business, especially now with all of the things that we're required to do way more now than we were required to do even 3 or 4 years ago to put a mortgage loan through. So they would either have to hire staff, find staff on a short-term basis, because once this changes, they'd have to let them go. Or they don't hire staff, and their turn times, meaning how long does it take them,
a lot longer,
would be a lot longer. Yeah. So you lock in a rate, you expect to be able to close, and the lender can't perform. So what's the lender going to do? They're not going to go, sorry, it's our fault, you're going to have to pay for it.
I was wondering how you guys handle that, you know, because there are cycles where there's the boom and the bust and all that stuff.
All depends on how you're set up. Luckily, as far as my company, where I'm working at, and in 90%, 95% of the loans are all in-house. We do all the loans ourselves.
Yeah, so
we may get behind by a day or two or three, but if that means I've got to work an extra 2 or 3 hours to move my stuff quicker to get to the places it needs to go where there's a little bit of a delay. If I lock you in for 30 days or 45 days, I'm still making that lock. And if it's my issue that I'm not closing you on time, we pay for it.
So you got to get it done.
I got to get it done. The only way that I'd ever go back to a client is if I ask the client for documentation and they're not getting it to me.
Okay.
They're not setting up the appraisal.
But if it's on your end, you're going to...
If it's on our end, we take care of it. And that's the advantage of working with a lender that's a full correspondent lender, has everything in-house, and more importantly, has that integrity that if we're going to quote your rate, as long as you do what we ask you to do, we're going to deliver that rate.
Now, is that unusual in the mortgage brokerage industry to have a place that where it's all kind of done in one spot?
A lot of times it is. And if a broker's not going to have that ability, they've got to send it out to a lender, they've got to deal with their time frames. There are some correspondent lenders that have the ability to price and have their own money, but they still have to send out to do the underwriting, they still have to send out to do the docs. The difference is as a full service correspondent lender, we do everything in-house, so we're in total control, and we don't have to worry if a lender's backlogged and not being able to make our lock on time.
Because if for some reason there is a holdup somewhere, you've got the ability to control that because it's there in-house.
Correct. And there are some loans that we do that are not in-house. And if it goes beyond and it's not my client's responsibility, we end up paying for it.
Yeah.
It's only the right thing to do.
Well, yeah, of course. And that can cost. We're out of time. This HERO program, we talk about it next time?
Why don't we talk about it next time? I want to go over that.
Home energy renovation, that's right. And it's still going on. It could be a good thing.
Could be.
We'll see.
Could be.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Not always.
That's not always.
It could be a good thing. Doesn't mean that it necessarily is a good thing.
As far as lending's concerned,
maybe not. All right. Steve Allendorf, you can reach him at Skyline at 888-563-1070 or go to Loan, L-O-A-N, financialplanner.com. Any questions, he'll get your loan done for you. Steve, thanks again.
Always a pleasure.
Talk to you next week. Professor Rick Plum rejoins me right after this. Johnny Dean, it's 877-PLANNER coming back.
If you're investing in the stock market, you know there may be reward, but you know there will be risk. So consider this. Would you sacrifice some of the gain you may get with your investments if you could potentially reduce some of the risk and potentially cut some of your losses? If you answered yes, you need to learn about a risk buffer strategy. With a risk buffer strategy, an insurance company insures your investment for a certain percentage of loss over a given period of time, and you determine the level of protection you get. Watch a short video at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com, that explains how you can potentially reduce risk when the market may be down, but still capitalize on stock gains. Can you find a way to manage risk in unpredictable markets? Watch the video at riskbuffer.com. Riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and address their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over. Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored. I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now, 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
NASA Know-How!
Cold weather slows your battery down. But if it's hot enough to cook breakfast on your hood, your battery could be toast. So pick up a Napa Legend battery today, and you'll get a $15 rebate Visa card by mail. That's 15 bucks back and a new battery in case your old one gets fried. That's Napa know-how. And participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Some exclusions apply. Offer expires 7/31/16.
Bucket Strategy Investing continues. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877 Planner. Ooh, yeah.
Not quite like Freddie.
Not quite. I can't. I've never been able to reach that. It wasn't even an ooh, yeah. It was more of an ooh, I think. But anyway, welcome back to the show. And we're here answering your money questions. Professor Plum has returned with me once again. 877 Planner. You want to get on board? 877-PLA-NNER. We do have some room on the phones right now. And I want to remind you, too, that Tuesdays are a special day here. So mark these on your calendar, especially if you happen to be at wealthed.com. Because we have a special half hour dedicated to one of our, probably our most popular topic on this program, which is Social Security. Professor Plum and I, we get together for a half hour at 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern every Tuesday, and we talk about Social Security on, how about this, the Social Security Show. That's what it's called. It's every week, 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern. It's only at wealthed.com. If you want to learn about Social Security strategies, what the latest rules are, they do change from time to time, the laws, etc. We will tell you about those, tell you about your individual situation. You can write into the show through wealthed.com. You can also call into the show. Different ways to do it. So watch it, WealthEd, every Tuesday, 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern, as I said, only at wealthed.com. Okay, our number, once again, 877-PLANNER, any money issue that you have. I do want to talk a little bit about some of these things with regard to college savings, Professor Plum. We had a couple of questions on 529 plans, and let's just start with the basics. We'll get into this in just a minute or so. 529 plans, that's the name of the college savings plans, where you can actually put money into the plan and have it grow tax-deferred. And if you use it for college education, it's tax-free.
Yes, and it's overseen by the state. The accounts are created by the state. They have different managers, different most likely mutual fund or other money manager type companies, financial companies, that actually control the money as far as the investments go. But the 529 plan is set up by the state. Now, some states offer tax incentives to the residents of that state for making contributions. The federal government does not offer any upfront tax incentives. The only thing the federal government does, which is still very nice, is that once you put the money in, it's an after-tax contribution to an account, and the account grows, hopefully it grows, tax-deferred until such time as the money is distributed. Now, if the money is distributed for qualified higher education expenses for the beneficiary of the account, then the money can be tax-free. If the money is distributed for any other reason than qualified higher education expenses for that account's beneficiary, the earnings will be taxable and the earnings will be penalized. So when we're dealing with a 529 education account, we want to make sure that it's going to be used for higher education, because otherwise it gets expensive to get the money. You know, it's unlike the HSAs and other things that the penalty goes away at some point in the future. No, not on this one. The penalty goes. Now, the advantage the 529 has, or one advantage it has, is if you've got multiple kids and the first one goes to school and you didn't have to spend it all on that individual, you can transfer it to another beneficiary's name.
Sure.
And then so you can kind of use them for, you know, down the line, even cousins, I believe. You can move it to other people within the family tree.
There's a family tree, and there's certain lateral moves you can make, up and down, left and right, but you got to...
Not a whole lot left and right, but up and down.
No, but up and down you can certainly do it.
But the key there is also up.
Yes.
You can use it for yourself. If your child didn't and you decide that you want to go study for maybe 6 months at the University of Hawaii, you could pay for the qualified higher education expenses for tax-free out of it. Now, you can't pay for your, you know, condo on the beach and, you know, nice...
No, it has to be used for qualified education expenses.
But
yes.
Hey, it might give you the reason to retire and go to Hawaii.
Now, these are 529 plans, and each state has a different 529 plan.
They do, and they may actually have more than one. Mm-hmm. And so you want to look at who you want to manage the money. If you have a certain mutual fund company, financial institution that you really like the way they manage money because they either are good at active management in your mind or are good at passive management in your mind or however they want to do it, and your state doesn't offer a tax incentive for a tax deduction, just find out if your particular fund company, if that's what it is, manages money in a 529 for some state. And so you can use that state. Just because you live in one state doesn't mean you can't use some other state's 529 plan. You can use any 529 plan throughout the United States. It's just that if you do live in one of the states, I know Louisiana offers a tax credit, and I can't remember all the other ones, but you may want to look and say, okay, well, do I really like that other management company with the other state enough to get away from the tax credit that I'm getting from the state that I live in? Now, is the tax credit enormous? No, but it's, hey, a couple hundred bucks here or there.
It sure
comes in handy. And most of the time when we're, you know, trying to scrape money together for education savings, something for education is not here today, we're looking at it in the future, hey, anything helps.
Well, anything helps. Now, they're not just 529 plans. There's also something under the anything helps category called the Coverdell Savings Account.
The Coverdell's nice because now you're not tied to any one financial institution. You're not tied to just a mutual fund type of investment, which is the majority of the 529 plans. You can use stocks. You can use brokerage. You can use whatever you want, pretty much. You can open up a Coverdell Education Savings Account through almost any brokerage company, online brokerage, you know, on full service brokerage, however you want to do it. And the problem with the Coverdell is that the limits are fairly low. With a 529 plan, the one that's run by the state, most people have a hard time hitting the funding limits. You probably don't want to hit the funding limits because you end up having too much money in there that the kid will probably never be able to spend it all on qualified higher education unless they're just a professional student. The other side, though, unfortunately, is the Coverdell. And the limits are so low that it's difficult to even get, you know, 1 year worth of private education built up in the Coverdell.
I think it's a couple grand.
A year.
Yeah.
And that's not a couple grand per year of the person putting it in. It's not a couple grand per donor. It's a couple grand per beneficiary. So if you have a new grandson that's 2 years old, and you know, or daughter, and you want to put money into the 520 or into the Coverdell, and the other grandparents and the other aunts and uncles, and everybody wants to put money into this Coverdell account because they want to use specific stocks or whatever the case may be. Nope, it's limited to $2,000 a year.
Can you not ping pong that the beneficiaries the way you can with the 529?
You can, but there's less reason to. With the 529, one of the advantages of the ping ponging is I can put in $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 and let it grow and then ping pong the rest out because I may end up having too much money in there. It's unlikely you'll end up with too much money in a Coverdell.
Right. Well, I'm just trying
so
to
you don't necessarily need to ping pong it.
You could have, you know, put $2,000 a year for grandchild A, $2,000 a year for grandchild B, and $2,000 a year for grandchild C.
But now you've got three accounts. Why not just have one account for the oldest one for $6,000? And then as they get
on the Coverdell.
No, I'm talking about do a 529 for six, and then you have one account, only one place to manage, instead of three accounts that you have to keep track of and keep getting statements on. And then when it comes time, parcel it off.
Well, you could do that. I was trying to think of a way around the Coverdell here by putting, you know, B and C. B and C decide not to go to college. So you've got the three accounts. You can take grandson or grandchild B or A and take B and C and give it to.
Now, my son put together a Coverdell account for a friend of theirs that had basically the first baby with this group of friends. And so what my son did was got a bunch of the friends together to buy this baby and put money into a Coverdell. These are fairly recently graduated college students that, you know, have got their first jobs, but they didn't even come up with the full $2,000. They, you know, between all the friends, they got like maybe $1,200 to put it together. And in the inside the Coverdell, they bought stocks that, you know, a kid might want, something, you know, that, you know, would be maybe interesting to watch and say, hey, you own a share of that. You know, in our day, it was McDonald's and Disney.
Disney was another one, yeah.
And now they're more tech-oriented stocks that they put in there. And it's not even so much as does it really think it's going to grow that much, but it's going to be kind of cool to say, hey, you own a share of that or a share of this.
Oh, sure.
And hopefully it grows and they can pay some education out of it.
877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. There are a couple of other things related to this that we're going to get into in just a little bit, especially with regard to life insurance as a funding vehicle. We're not going to cover it at the moment.
No.
Because I want to get some calls in just a little bit. We got to take a break. So if you're on hold, hang on just a second. But life insurance
has been pitched, you say, for a long time in order to help pay for college.
For as long as I've been doing financial planning, which was in the middle to late 80s when I started, life insurance has been used as a source of education funds.
Meaning that
it's been sold to fund education.
So that even if somebody has no need for particular life insurance,
it's sold as a funding vehicle, not in case dad dies, but it's a savings vehicle for education. At least that's what it's sold as.
Now, we still have the student loan interest deduction
if
you're paying that. So that can be helpful. There are other ways.
We still have the tuition and fees deduction.
Okay, so the tuition and fees deduction, how does that work?
You pay tuition and fees,
and then you get to deduct however
much. Deduct
up
to
$4,000. But I mean, are there income limits?
There's always income limits.
Yeah, and so you got to keep that in mind. There's something else that we're also going to cover. If not this hour, we'll talk about another hour, which I really like because my daughter did this, and I thought it was great. The American Opportunity Credit. There's a lifetime learning credit for certain people. There are different ways to pay for it. And we know how expensive it is.
Help paying, that's a good thing.
That's right. And then you can decide for yourself, hey, is it even worth it? Some people say no. And in that case, hey, good luck to you. All right, 877-PLANNER. We're going to take some of your calls. We got some folks on hold. I'm going to put John in Las Vegas up next. So hold on a second, John. Others, stick around. We will get to everybody before the top of the hour. So if you're on hold, don't go away. I promise you we will get to you before the top of the hour. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. Coming right back. Don't go away.
It's one of the most common concerns for stock market investors.
Nobody knows when the next market collapse is going to happen.
Ray Lucia Jr. on the Risk Buffer Investment Strategy.
Really, the question is, how do we prepare for the next market downturn?
Many investors fear another severe market drop.
They remember 2008 like it's yesterday, and they're looking for ideas and concepts where they may be able to protect some of their portfolio. And that's where a risk buffer potentially comes in.
Spend 10 minutes watching a video that explains the risk buffer concept and where it may fit in your investment strategy. Now online at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com.
Within the strategy itself, there's lots of ways to customize it.
Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy in a free video. Go to riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take a spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief, you can wear. Available at CVS.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it?
help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process. It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
So my daughter is off to college soon, and I got her some bedding from the company store. The good stuff, as she calls it. She thinks I'm being generous. I know better. See, college is not cheap, and sleep is hard to come by, which is important. So I'm doing whatever I can to assure she gets a good night's sleep. When she actually sleeps.
The Company Store has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit thecompanystore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code PILLOW and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
Market strategy investing. And if you're a longtime fan, you know that there's very likely another hour coming up where you happen to be. We're going to be here at least another hour. And if you're unable to join us either on TV or radio because the show isn't on where you are for that extra hour, you can certainly go online. You can go online to wealthed.com. See us there at wealthed.com. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. I would suggest that you do that every single day. All right? That's right. You like us on Facebook, and you can follow us on Twitter. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. A couple more calls. We're going to go to John next in Las Vegas. Hello, John.
Hello, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much.
How can we help you?
Got a question for you. What's your take on being the banker if you sell a house, if you sell your house?
How much are you going to get down on it?
Probably 20%, which would be, you know, $40,000 to $42,000.
Yeah, I mean, the more down, the more likely I'm okay with being the lender, basically selling them on time. It's just that the less down I get, the less likely I want to do it, because I want if something happens, I want to be able to take the house back and still be in have some money and an equity left in it rather than getting a little bit down. You got to be real careful on who you're selling it to. You got to be real careful on how you go about evaluating the creditworthiness of them and going through it. So it's not just a matter of, oh, you want to buy this? Well, give me $40,000 and I'll hold back paper on the rest of it. You really want to go through and make sure you have somebody helping you do the sale so it's all legit and legal, and you try to limit your liability against it so that they can't come back against you at all. And so, but those are there's some legal issues, some liability issues, and most of the people that sell a house want all the cash. I take it you're looking for a cash flow from this rather than the cash from it?
Yes.
What kind of an interest rate are you going to charge?
Well, I don't have all the details yet. I know the interest rates keep getting lower, but I mean, I have to have some skin in the game. So I was thinking like 4.5 or something like that.
Yeah, and I don't know. I wouldn't do a 30-year, I mean, a private loan like that. So I would, somebody who is trying to do a private loan like this, you're probably going to end up charging them more, because if they could get a 3.5, 3.75, why wouldn't they go to the bank? And so
is that the situation, John, or are they doing this through you because they
are you just trying to get the cash flow?
Yeah.
Well, we have four properties, and three of them are paid for, and we thought, well, that would be a way to get us closer to retirement as we go, it would have our cash flow for us. We could invest some of that money as we go. You know, I know a lot of people say, well, just sell the place, but...
Yeah, I mean, it'd be a lot easier to sell it. You're not, I mean, the problem with being a bank is you're not really the landlord, and so you have absolutely no say about what happens at the house, and yet your income is still tied to what happens at that house.
Yeah. But don't you... Isn't it set up like through a broker and you have an escrow account and everything yet, and the checks just come to you?
As long as the party makes the payment.
Yeah. And then if not, then you get the house back and hope that...
Well, then you start the proceedings to get the house back.
Yeah.
Which can be sort of costly, and it can be time-consuming. In fact, it normally is.
Now, the house that you're selling, is it already paid off, you said?
Yeah, I have two of the houses all paid off.
So will the payment on the loan be more than the rent?
Yes.
By a lot?
Probably a couple $100s. I mean, probably $300.
Okay. So I would definitely do it by a variable rate then, because if interest rates go up, I mean, rents are going to go up. If you do a fixed loan, the mortgage won't go up.
Yeah.
I mean,
I do
like the idea of either renting it or selling it and getting out of the game, because I don't like to be tied to a house that I have no control over. But a lot of people have done very, very well, you know, creating and doing the loans. I mean, you may even be able to, you know, charge them points or something up front to do the loan to help with all the legal and escrow work to get it set up. But I'm not a huge fan of it, but there's, you know, as long as you're comfortable with the interest rate you're getting enough down. The key is to get enough down so that if they do trash the place and walk out, it's their money they trash, not yours.
Gotcha.
Have you investigated that? Do you know them at all? I mean, are they people?
They've been tenants in the house for 2 years.
Okay. And so they're looking to hopefully buy it.
Yes.
And so by selling it to them, we can avoid, you know, the expense of the realtor, but you're still going to have somebody help you, you know, write up the documents, get everything done, make sure all the T's are crossed, the I's are dotted, everything's, you know, legal in your area, to so that you have the rights of everything you need to have the rights to, and they have the house.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, the property management that I have managing the property now would walk me through the process and take care of the paperwork and everything.
Okay, well, that's your call. I mean, I just don't see why. I mean, I would think that the rents would be better, but I guess the rents after net other expenses are less. So, but they, like I said, though, the rents will go up over time. If it's a fixed rate, the fixed rate mortgage will not go up. So you may want to put a 7-1 on it, or some kind of an escalator on the interest rate at some point in the future.
Just to protect yourself, yeah.
Okay. All right, that sounds good. Well, I'll look into it more yet. No decision yet.
Good luck.
All right. Thank you for your advice. I appreciate it.
All right, no problem. Thank you for the call, John. A little bit of a risk there.
Yeah, but the more money you get down, the less of a risk it becomes. Because, unfortunately, we saw this back in the heyday where people were just, you know, flipping houses and selling them to almost anybody that could you know, fog a mirror. And they weren't getting anything down. And the people that moved in had nothing to lose, except it was like renting to them. And if they trashed it, they moved out. So what? The person took it back, but now they got to pay all this money to fix it back up and get it ready to sell again.
Yeah, well, they said they've been renting it for 2 years, so maybe they're trustworthy.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
he knows them a little bit. He knows their track record. And 20% down will help.
Right, of course. If I put 20% down in a place where I owned it, at least 20% of it, and I'm making regular mortgage payments where I'm owning a little more, I would think I would be less likely to...
We saw 20% down mean nothing in 2008, 2009, 2010. You know, 2009, 10, 11, whenever the markets went down, where now the person is upside down, and they just walked away from the house.
Well, yeah, that's the other risk that you take.
And when they walked away from the house, they stripped it out because they owned it, so they stripped everything out of it before they left.
So what would the buyers? I'm still not clear what the buyers would get out of. They can't go to a bank to get a 30-year.
I don't know. Why would I buy the house if I'm renting it for $1,500? Why would I buy it for $2,000?
Yeah, or $1,800.
I mean, the tax benefit isn't worth that much.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, okay, there you go, John. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 877 Planner, our number. We still have to talk about some of these things on life insurance as a funding vehicle for college savings and these credits that you can get. Very helpful when paying for college. We've got another hour coming up. If you want to talk to the Brain Trust off the air, specifically Professor Rick Blum or any of the Lucia Capital Group Brain Trust advisors, you can do so at this off-air number, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. Talk to them about anything you hear on this program and get your own Buckets retirement plan set up. Another hour just ahead. Don't go away.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.